Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A Juneau man currently serving time on a federal gun-related charge was sentenced in state court this morning on an unrelated charge. 52-year-old Mac Parker was arrested last summer for breaking into the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center, stealing items and causing damage. Parker fled from the scene before SWAT arrived. The road to the center was closed for at least a day during the investigation and search for the suspected burglar. As many as 3,500 visitors were affected. Parker will serve 24 months in prison and pay $300 in court fees and fines. A plane landed at the Juneau Airport yesterday afternoon with malfunctioning landing gear, but Capital City Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Todd Chambers says there was no fire and no injuries during the incident. Airport Manager Patty Watto says it was handled very well and the pilots did a good job of remaining calm. There were two people on board the twin turboprop Cessna 441 when it touched down at about 3:17 yesterday afternoon. Watto says they closed the airport to all traffic and operations for about 12 minutes as fire trucks responded and the disabled plane landed. Helicopter traffic and small fixed-wing aircraft traffic then resumed from a shorter runway and the floatplane pond for another 50 minutes. Aircraft's nose and propeller blades created some scrapes and gouges in the runway surface, but Watto says it's not clear yet if the damage was extensive enough to require repairs. Watto says the aircraft was last registered to a company called Fly For You in Anchorage. A missing man has been found dead near a site in Eagle River where a member of his search party was mauled by a brown bear. They believe the missing man, Michael Soltis, was killed by the very same bear. Anchorage police say Soltis' body was found near the end of the road in the Eagle River area by officers searching for the bear after the attack yesterday morning. Police say it appeared the bear had been protecting Soltis' body when the attack occurred. The name of the injured searcher was not released, but authorities say his leg injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. The bear has not yet been located, and police are asking people to stay away from the area. And a 51-year-old clinical psychologist in Anchorage has been indicted by a federal grand jury on child pornography charges. KTUU-TV reports Russell Cherry is charged with one count of distribution of child pornography distribution and one count of possession. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced the indictment yesterday. An Anchorage attorney for Cherry, Philip Shanahan, said he had no immediate comment. Forecast for tonight calls for scattered rain showers, low temperature about 55 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.